Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Place of Freedom.
There's a crimson tide from the Savior's side, and it purgeth all who plunge therein. Oh, its healing stream doth the soul redeem, and it cleanseth from all sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it cleansed my heart and made me free. Precious flow washes white as snow, and its mercies there abide. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it cleansed my heart and made me free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, his blood availed for me. Pardon o'er and o'er. He the sins doth roll from the burden soul, and remembers them no more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it cleansed my heart and made me free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, his blood.
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the place of freedom is where the Lord is. Those who do not want the Lord are asking for slavery. Those who want the Lord want liberty. Those who have true liberty have the Lord. The Lord of life is the Lord of liberty, and the Lord is a God of holiness. To say no to holiness is to say no to the life of the Lord. To say no to life is to say no to the Lord. And to say no to the Lord is to say no to liberty and freedom. And to say no to freedom is to say yes to slavery, and such slavery as is beyond the mind of man. I ask that you think of the many things that enslave people, and to limit this list, we'll go to the Scriptures to see what the Lord Himself has said about these things. In Galatians 5:17 and following, the Scriptures say, The works, the deeds, the doings, the labors, or products of the flesh are these: fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness or indecency, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strifes, jealousies, angers or outbursts of passion, contentions, disputes, schools of opinion, envying, murders, drunkenness, and revels, and such things as these. One of these that we will speak on just briefly also in this list is that of sorcery. Several years ago, I had the privilege of leading a young woman to the Lord who had been enslaved by reading the horoscope. She was attending a Bible study that we were holding, and after she put her faith and trust in Christ, having been invited to this Bible study by a co-worker, she gave this testimony that she was looking for the horoscope night after night, and she would leave late at night driving all over the town looking for some place that she could read the horoscope, her horoscope. But when she came to the Lord Jesus, she had liberty. She was a slave to reading something that was supposed to tell her something about herself and about her future. And she had no peace and no rest. And when she came to the Lord Jesus, we found the liberty that she had. She was delivered from being a slave, degraded, bound, hopelessly lost, to the liberty that is in Christ Jesus, life and liberty. It was a wonderful thing to see this liberty that the Lord Jesus had worked in her heart and life. And so the scriptures show to us what happens to one who is bound in such slavery, those who do not give themselves to the Lord. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, the Lord tells us this, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Because the imagination of man was so wicked, and wicked continually, the Lord saw this wickedness, and that man was far from God in his imagination. And so the Lord said that he would destroy man, whom he had made." Now, many times we will feel free to pursue a certain line of thinking, but we must be careful. Or we will pursue a certain line of training in preparation for a career. But again, we must be careful. What does the Lord say about what we're to do? Now, these in Noah's day felt free to do what they wanted to do. But what they wanted to do was wrong and offensive to God. They felt free to do as wrong as they wanted to. But their thinking and their actions put them on a collision course with the holiness of God and in direct alignment for God's judgment. No man or woman who is offending God is free. Every man, woman, boy, or girl is free as they please the Lord God. Only he whom God sets free through faith in the Lord Jesus is free. But remember, a declaration of independence is also a declaration of war. War with that which formerly enslaved, and war with that which seeks to enslave. So where the Lord is not, liberty is not. And where the Lord is, liberty is. If you're looking for liberty, you'll find it only in the Lord. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.